Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Nordman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nordman.
Monday, Kyle Brusten Nordman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust. Alongside me, Packer Backer, shaking his body, controlling his excitement, which won't happen. He will be fully excited the entire 3 hours as Kyle Wallace say something, Kyle.
Well, 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 that is the way you start the 2025 NFL season, by making a statement and putting belt to booty. Go, Pat, go, baby.
Belt to booty per Kyle Wallace. No Brad Nordman. I'd say a breaking news sounder's worth it.
Oh, baby, now this is some breaking news.
A big congratulations to the Nordman family as baby and wife are doing well. The Nordman family has welcomed a baby boy. Congratulations to our guy, second place Brad.
First place today, baby.
First place over to whatever happened.
Wrong button.
I was like, what? We're in X-Files? What happened?
Well, I mean, Brad did like X-Files, so I mean, and the baby, beautiful baby.
Of course. Everyone's healthy. Did want to give a shout out to our guy, Brad Nordman.
So proud of him, Ben.
You're proud of him?
I'm proud of her.
I'm proud of the family.
I'm proud of Lexi, but I'm proud of him as well. Proud Papa.
Yes, but like you could have just started with like.
I'm proud of him, but I mean, I know Lexi, but I don't know him like I know her, like I know Brad, and so I was like,
You still just go to the wife first, Kyle. Well, Come on now.
Lexi, great job. You did a hell of a job.
Brad, that was like a throw-in thank you.
Brad did something 10 months ago. That's it.
10 months? It's been 10 months?
Nine, 10.
It's like nine and a half, isn't it, usually?
It's nine. It's nine.
I thought there was a couple weeks
just,
where you didn't know.
You're clearly not ready. 800-990-3776.
Those couple weeks count, Strofe. When you don't know, they do back data?
Yes.
What do you think?
I've never had a child.
Well, you're not ready.
Bro, have you talked to anybody with a child? You think all of a sudden when they get pregnant, they say your pregnancy date starts here? No, it's called conception.
That is what that's called, actually.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. Mm-hmm. That wonderful, wonderful, clueless mind running the show is Alex Strofe. UKBN Nation, get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. And look, Kyle, take the mic and just tell us how you're feeling, because I want to know how you, Packer Backer, are feeling, because this was a game where it had been built up for a lot of reasons.
Man, listen.
Half because we were excited for football.
Yeah.
Half because the Lions had had the Packers number, won the division 2 years in a row, Micah Parsons traded. So many things happened, and this could not have gone any better for the Green Bay Packers.
It could not have gone any better for the Green Bay Packers. And this level of excitement comes from the simple fact that the Detroit Lions, and we've talked about it, and we saw it all last season, and really we've seen it the last 3 years, that this is not the Lions that we grew up with. This is a Lions team that had a legitimate shot to go to a Super Bowl. 2 seasons ago, they were up in the NFC Championship game and lost that game. Last year, they won 15 games and were the best team in the regular season in the NFC and dang near NFL last year, and they didn't get it done. So we knew what we were up against. And so yesterday, for the Green Bay Packers not to just beat the Lions, but the Green Bay Packers to dominate the Lions in every single facet of football yesterday, whether it was offensively, Jordan Love carving up the damn Lions like they were a Thanksgiving turkey yesterday in that first half, being extremely efficient and accurate with throwing that football, that was beautiful. But more importantly, we got the fast start, up 17-3. But the way the defense played before Parsons even got on the field, but once Parsons got on the field, it just put the exclamation mark on it. The Green Bay Packers defense had 4 sacks, 9 tackles for a loss, a lot of pressures, a red zone interception. This football team, KBN Nation, that we saw yesterday was what we were expecting last season. They finally got their monkey off their back. They threw them all the way. They sent that chimp all the way out to another country when they took care of business yesterday with the Lions. You laughing, but I'm serious,
no,
man.
No, I hear you. It just was a very interesting way of putting it. I mean,
I was bubbles. He took bubbles. Michael Jackson, bubbles threw his ass out because the Green Bay Packers dominated yesterday, and that was a statement game and letting everybody know that this team is for real. So that was extremely impressive. It's one thing to win. It's another thing to dominate a team at that level.
That's where I was going to go. At the end of the day, from the opening drive in which the offensive line was phenomenal, they set a fantastic tone against one of the most physically dominant teams in the past 2 years of the NFL. And there was, like, heading into this week one, I know there was a lot of question marks from people about this offensive line, and it is week one, but against that team, to be able to protect Jordan Love the way he did, he had all the time world. He missed one throw, and if he did not respond from missing Tucker Kraft and then start hitting laser after laser after laser, and obviously the just absolute dime to Tucker Kraft over the middle, probably would have been talking about the overthrow, but that wasn't the case. And next thing you know, they grab the lead. They are absolutely stout, even before Micah came in this game. Even like it took him a little while before they inserted him on just a passing down. Then he played more snaps on specific non-passing downs, and it was only 29 snaps. We'll get to his impact in a second. But they dominated this team from start to finish. And you had said, this is what we were all waiting for. Kyle, it was only possible because of the emergence of trading for someone that this roster did not have.
But
they haven't had a Micah Parsons. And what Micah Parsons is able to do is unlock the entire defense to be even more confident because they know they have an all-pro that affects the game on so many levels. That is why when they acquired him, their Super Bowl odds went from plus 2,000 to plus 1,400. Like, that doesn't happen unless you get a quarterback or someone as impactful as someone who did get a sack, was able to affect Jared Goff, and able to make the rest of the defensive lives that much better where they could thrive. They were everywhere. The defense was everywhere. Edgerrin Cooper, he had 12 tackles.
Flying around
her. The interior defensive lineman, where everyone was, like, scared. Oh, Micah Parsons, and he gave up Kenny Clark, and T.J. Slayton
going,
you know,
yep.
The run... All of that was just in a game where you're playing what was the best rushing team in all of football. They made them look stale, boring, lifeless. Like they looked like they were not the team of the last two years. And coordinators are not. They have talent.
They have talent.
And they completely took the Lions spirit and stomped on it.
And that was the thing is that we talked about Matt LaFleur. We've used a comparison to Dan Campbell, right, of Dan Campbell talking about biting off kneecaps. We talked about the level of intensity and the football team and the Lions taking the personality that their football coach had. And yesterday, the Green Bay Packers were able to rip their souls out early in that football game. And then, like we talked about before, leading up into that game, if you get up early, right, as the Packers did, will the guys start looking around depending on those offensive coordinators and defensive coordinator who are new? And you can just tell yesterday they were just not in sync. Defensively, they were not in sync, the Lions. Offensively, they were not in sync. But the sign of a really good football team is when you take advantage of the weakness of an opponent. And that's exactly what the Green Bay Packers did yesterday. They were the better team, not only yesterday, but I can confidently say moving forward, I do believe that the Green Bay Packers are going to be a better football team than the Detroit Lions. They outplayed them in every single phase of this football game. But I can't speak enough. Like you talked about this defense, Michael Parsons made an impact, right? He definitely made an impact on this team. But KBA Nation, the way they were flying around yesterday, whether it was a blitz from Carrington Valentine running from one side of the field to another to get inside of it, or it's the pressure that LVN was bringing up the middle, or the pressure Rashawn Gary was bringing, this football team yesterday looked like a team in the second year of a defensive scheme that they understood and that they felt comfortable in and that they were playing confident in. But more importantly, they believe in the fact that they are a good team. Yesterday was so important. We talked about it leading up. This was the most important football game of the season, and I still stand behind that today because now after seeing how dominant the Green Bay Packers were, nobody who got the Packers circled on the schedule can sit there and say, oh, well, they can't beat good teams. No, they beat the hell out of a good team. They slowed down a really good offense, one of the best offenses in the NFL last year, and their defense stepped up. If the Packers' defense continues to play at that level, and the offense where you're talking about, I think he had 9 or 10 different completions to different receivers, like that, that we talk about weapons, that's weapons all over the field. You can't, John Fitzpatrick, I believe, had a catch. He had multiple catches. Like, who? What? Anybody and everybody will be open, and Jordan Love is willing to throw them the football. So the Green Bay Packers offense, again, looked great yesterday. The defense looked dominant, and this football team is well on its way to something bigger.
If you're on cloud nine, which you are more than likely to be, and if you're not, I just want to know why you wouldn't be, let us know how you're feeling. What emotions do you have post Micah Parsons, Green Bay Packer slaughtering of the Lions in week one? Because that's what it was. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There are small things you might be able to maybe nitpick at, but when you dominate the Lions like the Packers did, you deserve to feel happy, excited, and just know that when the Packers take the field, this was the first step of them showing their identity. And to me, it was, like I said, first step. If they can repeat this defensive performance, and they're not going to hold every team to what they did against the Lions, historic levels of lows. They didn't score 3 points all of last season in the first half, and even going way beyond that, it went back to 2003. What the Packers did, I think, is sustainable because they were able to do it with Micah Parsons in a limited snap count.
Limited
snap count. And Brad Nortman, who's not here, has brought our minds into beyond us watching as fans, us watching, you know, the game on TV or watching it back. He made me watch the game in a way where there's something that they did in the NFL locker rooms when he was with the Jaguars and the Panthers. When you stop the film at the tackle, how many green and gold are there?
Mm-hmm.
There was like 7 to 8 green or gold swarming on everything near the line of scrimmage and not getting moved, moving others, and surrounding Jahmyr Gibbs.
Dude,
Gibbs had 10 catches and couldn't go anywhere because Jared Goff was so scared by the presence of this defensive line that he was Charlie checked down yesterday.
Had to check it down. And can we just, again, talk about the fact that this defense could not stop the run 2 years ago? And then they went up against a potent rushing offense that has two very good running backs, a guy that went for over 700 and a guy that went for over 1,000 last year, and they combined for a lot of touchdowns last season. They couldn't get anything going on the ground after removing Kenny Clark. So that just shows you how good of or how talented this football team is. And the best thing about the game for me, Ben, I mean, there's a lot of great things. We should love everything. Is this football team finished? And when I say they finished, Josh Jacobs didn't have a lot of space to run, but then in the third quarter, fourth quarter, what do? We started finding holes.
Their souls were broke by
that. And you started running the football. That is a sign of a good team, is when you get up early, and then when it gets later in the game, it's time to end the football game, you decide, instead of going for the dagger and trying to run up the score, you say, you know what, we're just going to pound the rock, we're going to tick the time off, and we're going to get first downs with our running back of Josh Jacobs, where he eventually scored a touchdown. That is a sign of a very good football team. So, I mean, listen, KBN Nation, celebrate. I'm on cloud 1,000 right now. I mean, I'm up there with Jesus right now.
The moment I knew that this game was something really real for the Packers was when I looked at the Detroit Lions in the entire second half. They quit. The Packers got a Dan Campbell Lions team to quit. Did they keep their starters out there? Yeah. Did they try and get a score late? Because they're probably trying to do the let's build some momentum for our... Nah. They were done. They were absolutely done.
They came out with some energy in the second half, but the Packers were able to pin it back.
I mean, the defensive possession when the Lions had it on the two, they just brought heat after heat after heat after heat, and it didn't matter who. And this is one thing where you can celebrate, because I think last year it was the Titans. Oh, it was Seattle. Nah, bro. This was the Lions, and they brought that heat. Let's go to Joe in West Dallas, 800-990-3776 on the Carbless Talk and Text line.
Hey, I just wanted to make a quick point about the game last night. So one of two things. Either the Packers are fantastic, or the Detroit Lions are horrible since they swapped their OC and DC. Either Dan Campbell's back to his original form that we knew and loved as Packer fans, or we're just off the rails this year.
See, I get it. And I see if you want to say it can't be both, but it can be both because the Lions are going to be good. They're not going to win 15 games, but the talent that they have a lot of guys with who have had found success after they have. When I say found success, they were at the lowest of lows as a franchise.
Awful.
They've won the division 2 years in a row. They have pride, no pun intended. But the Packers took that pride out week one and let them know. Whether it was the coordinators or just like a hangover of being good and needing to get hit in the mouth before they figure out how to be a good team again, doesn't matter. You can only play like we would have made the argument without Micah that like, oh no, like it's the Lions again. Micah or no Micah, the Packers made a statement to a team that had their number at Lambeau Field. And you could take that. And you can use that. And if you want to be cautious because it was the Lions without the coordinators, you can.
No, I don't
think you have to be, though.
No. Coordinators are very important. They are. And it helps with the consistency, cohesiveness of the offense. But like Ben just talked about, when you have a guy at the level of Amon-Ra St. Brown as the receiver, Jamison Williams, a receiver, 1,000-yard receivers, the running backs that they have, the tight end that they have, the quarterback that they have, the head coach that they have, they should not be held to 3 points in the first half. That offense should never be held to 3 points. So this football team, let's not...
Unless somebody absolutely outplays them, in which the Packers did.
And so let's not take anything away from what the Green Bay Packers accomplished yesterday. Don't overreact. The Detroit Lions are going to be right there at the end of the season. They're going to be a playoff football team. But let's just understand that the Green Bay Packers, yes, did they catch the Lions maybe at a good time where they're still going to figure stuff out? Yes. But it's one thing to allow a team to figure it out. It's another team to absolutely destroy them and take away their soul, take away their confidence, and dominate them completely the way the Packers did. That was not even – I never once felt like that game was in doubt.
And on
never
top
once.
Of that, Kyle, the narrative heading into week one was, oh, Jordan Love's hurt. The wide receivers have been hurt. The injuries happened at the wrong time. Are they going to be ready for week one? Matt LaFleur, historically, outside of playing the Bears in week one, hasn't been that great. So this is why you have to give them credit, because despite all the narrative, let's not forget what people were talking about heading into this game before Micah and even not knowing if he was going to play, even though we knew he was going to play. They dominated 4 quarters. There is one thing that I don't want to point out yet. There's one thing.
Oh, here we go.
No. Because it's on the talk and text line.
What are we?
It's okay to point out things that you want to continue to see grow.
Okay, all right. I'm celebrating that.
I just said I'm not getting there yet because there's still a lot more to discuss about how great they executed and the excitement that I have about what Micah Parsons brings them long term. You already see the impact with 29 snaps, but not just about him on the field. I love listening to him off the field and what he's been able to instill in terms of confidence and how the Packers have welcomed him in. We're going to hear from Micah Parsons post-game. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Want to hear all of your thoughts, Cloud 1000 like Kyle, or just one game and you're not taking as much from it, which I think you absolutely should take what was happening in that game. We'll hit on all of that with you, KB and Nation. 800-990-ESPN, the Carbless Talk and Text Line next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
Let them know the dreadheaded brother loves the Green Bay Packers. When you see me, Goody, let me in the box.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I want to bang on in trouble all day.
Victory Monday is brought to you by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza, with delicious brands like Palermo's, Connie's, Urban Pie, and Screamin' Sicilian. Had me a Stranger Things and a Screaming Sicilian last night. Palermo's has your game day covered. Find Palermo's in your local grocer's freezer.
We need to get a whole bunch of Palermo's. There's going to be a lot of Victory Mondays in this piece. A lot of Victory Mondays.
Sure hope so. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, no Brad Nortman. Congrats to Brad Nortman. Baby and Mama are doing great. And as Kyle would say, all he does is care about Brad Nortman.
I'm so happy about Mom. Like, she was incredible. From what Brad said, but like, you know what? I like giving love to dads. Because you know what? Fathers don't always get all the love.
800-990-3776 is the Carvelous Talk and Text Line. Liz is more. Get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison as we want to hear from you. As Kyle is on Cloud 1000, close to Jesus up there, as he said, about
Hallelujah.
The Green Bay Packers. Yes, Strofe.
I just like to point out, according to further research, pregnancy is typically closer to 10 months.
I don't care about your ability to want to be right about everything, and I don't want to derail the conversation about pregnancy and contraception.
I give
contraception.
It to you. Thank you for teaching me something. I always thought it was 9 months. It's a fallacy.
Let's hear from Micah Parsons, because I think, obviously, it's pretty easy to see the impact that the man can have on the field, but he's been feeling a lot of emotion throughout this Dallas to Green Bay transition. But he's all business, and he's been embraced by the Packers, and he is embracing the Packers. Here from Micah Parsons postgame.
Just to win. Just to come out here and get a win. I think people had us as a really good team, but I don't think they really understand how good we can really be. And it's going to be up to the guys in this room to achieve that.
He has continuously talked about each and every single person on that defensive line. He wants everyone else to cook. He wants LVN to cook. He wants Rashawn Gary to cook. He wants Colby Wooden to cook. He wants Devontae Wyatt to cook. And he obviously himself is going to cook, because you know why? Because he's done it for 4 years in his time in the NFL. I just love the energy. Like, I know from a smaller standpoint, Mizorowski, when he got called up and had the electric four games before limiting innings and whatnot, and I don't know if you missed it, he went 7 innings yesterday, which is a big deal. Good job, Miz. Unconditionally relentless. And the Brewers is brought to you by Neurospine Center of Wisconsin. My overall point is, when you have a guy that isn't just being called up for the first start, but have a guy who's a 3-time All-Pro in 4 seasons come into your locker room and cheer for the guys around him, not make it about himself, after what seemingly was a very big ordeal between him and Jerry Jones, he's come in here and he's made it about the team, talking about how great they can be. And it's up to the guy. It's about results, right? He said it's up to the guys to do it. But he isn't just about himself. He's about making sure the rest of the guys cook. And that's what makes a great team, is when your leaders talk about things beyond themselves and then put their performance on the field, which then translates to the others benefiting.
Listen, fans should feel vindicated and Goody should feel free, because we have been saying for years the Green Bay Packers need to get an elite pass rusher. We need an elite pass rusher. We knew that the difference that can be made when you have a guy like Clay Matthews sitting there chasing down quarterbacks, creating pressure, and now fans are vindicated. Goody is finally free now that he was able to go and invest and get somebody who can be a game wrecker. And all it took, KBN Nation, all it took was one play where we saw our All-Pro and Micah Parsons against their All-Pro and Penei Sewell, and we saw who won that matchup. We saw Micah Parsons absolutely dominate him, put the pressure on him, push him back in the pocket of Jared Goff, making for that throw to be out quickly, and that is the difference that somebody like him can make. Micah Parsons was phenomenal yesterday. From the double teams that he had, from the chip blocks that he had to go through, from the bull rushing that he was able to do, the pressure that he applied, the sack that he had, the pressure that he applied that led to an interception for Evan Williams, this is exactly why you don't care how much money it takes. You don't care about them damn draft picks, because you get a guy that can instantly impact your team and put your team in a position where you can actually really feel confident to compete for championships. This guy had over 330 sacks in his first 4 seasons, and yesterday, that defense, when he, and it's free, 330, excuse me, it's pressures, not sacks. Pressures.
I was like,
pressures.
Damn!
Pressures.
330.
330, pressures. But we saw all those pressures yesterday, but you saw how it impacted the Detroit Lions. You saw how everybody else was able to feed off the energy. When he got that sack and he tracked down Jared Goff the way he
did. Poopy pants runner.
Poopy pants runner, Jared Goff. What did you see from the sideline?
Electricity.
They were excited to see Micah making a play because they understand how impactful he can be. So, KBN Nation, we understated. Yes, all the excitement we had, we hyped up how great Micah Parsons' trade was and how good of a job Goody did. But guess what? We all understated, still, with all the high praise we gave, we all understated the impact that he can have. It took him one play. It took him 4 seconds to impact the Green Bay Packers. That's all it took. We understated this. And I mean, and we hyped it up, and it still didn't really reach, the hype didn't reach what we actually were going to see on Sunday, what we saw yesterday, Ben.
I mean, he went on a stunt. on the outside of the in. He gets through, and then whoever, I think it was Devontae Wyatt, came back around where he was, and then, like, there's just another guy waiting, and then Goff's got to throw a check down. It's so refreshing, because before Micah, I had a bad feeling that we were going to have the first week be about the defensive line.
Really?
I did. And
well, I guess they couldn't get a pass rush.
They couldn't, but it didn't matter, because they did get the pass rush. They do have Micah Parsons, and you can talk about what that means moving forward for this team, for a guy who played 29 snaps and made the impact that you had said. And it almost does feel like we undersold it, and he didn't even play the main majority of the entire game that he will as he ramps up his reps.
He was so impactful in limited reps, where fans, trust me, he's going to play a lot more reps, where you're sitting there thinking like, dang, we look good, and we didn't even have Mike out. Should we just save him? And I'm for one at this point now. He has a little back issue that he's dealing with. They talked about giving him an epidural. You don't need to rush him back. Why? Because now every time he steps on the football field, he knows that he can make a difference. But then on top of that, everybody else around him will be boosted in confidence. The defense, the offensive line, the pressure, right? Mentally. What he did just with his presence mentally to the offensive line of the Detroit Lions.
I'm still wondering.
The quarterback
I'm
of
still
Jared
wondering
Goff.
If when the guard went to go block Parsons and left somebody
unblocked. Run through?
Was obviously was a mistake, but I wonder if it was, oh my God, Mike is in the game. Is this my responsibility? What's my responsibility?
You can't let that guy. They will tell you that guy cannot go unblocked. He cannot go unblocked. So his presence in that game made
but
the
Kyle,
Packers
Marcus
better.
But Kyle, Marcus chimes in on the Cardinals talking text line, negative as he always is. One sack when the game was over? LOL.
Marcus didn't watch the game.
No, he did. He just can't accept happiness.
Marcus was doing this last year during the season, wasn't he?
With the Brewers.
He does it every day. Marcus, all it took was one play for him to get a pressure to force Jared Goff to throw the football quickly, right? Out of his hand quickly. All it took was him to get some pressure to force Jared Goff to throw the ball, and it was an interception by Evan Williams who was able to break on it, because you're able to react a lot faster as a defensive back when you know the quarterback has to get the ball out their hand quickly. His presence, I'm telling y'all, was significant in that game. Him being on the football field made everybody on the Lions offensive line, and it made Jared Goff have to take notice of him. And Jared Goff knew he needed to have a clock in his head. And the one time he didn't have a clock in his head, what happened? He chased him down. He wrapped him up. Boy, I could not have been more excited watching one guy play yesterday. You talked about The Miz. I thought The Miz was all the hype.
Please.
Micah Parsons yesterday, when he ran onto the field, the crowd went crazy.
I mean,
everybody
I thought it was pretty
watching.
Cool. I mean, because you've had a lot of these weird moments at Lambeau Field recently. It was the Rodgers and Cobb walking off, that old sob story. Love and Parsons walked off together. And, like, it was like, that's one. Let's go get more.
Yeah, Jordan felt confident, man. He seemed extremely confident running off that field with him. So just overall, a great day for the Green Bay Packers. A great day for Micah Parsons. A great day for this football team. And they did not disappoint yesterday. Micah Parsons did not disappoint. Money well spent. Draft picks. The hell with them draft picks. Anybody that the Dallas Cowboys draft would not match what Micah Parsons is.
800-990-3776. Chef Ed is saying it's just one game. He's excited, but it's just one game. I think you can learn a lot from one game when it's against a two-time NFC North champion, a team who went to the NFC Championship game, and a team who went further than last year, won 15 games. Matt and Brown Deer, 800-990-3776. We're open for all of your thoughts all show long as it pertains to anything, actually. Matt, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? How are you guys doing today?
I mean, Kyle's on cloud 1,000.
I know
what cloud are you on?
I know you high out there in Brown Deer having a good time.
The same one. Listen, the defense is just awesome. I can't even get over it. I'm still, like, just giddy about that. I wanted to mention a couple things, though, just so we keep our heads on straight. One, the Packers have been quarterbacked by an excellent quarterback for, what, like 40 years now? Whatever happened to run or pass first to open up the run? They're doing it backwards. McCarthy always tried to do that, too. Let Love throw the ball, then give Jacobs the ball. I don't know why they insist on doing that. And then number two, I hate to be I told you so, but boy, Jordan Love, it just seems like he misses passes by a little bit every time. Even the one by Kraft and the touchdown, That was not a very good pass, Craig.
Whoa!
That was a dime ball. That touchdown was a dime ball.
Was this a...
That was a dime ball.
Matt seems genuinely excited, but, like, was that...
No. Do I have to watch that? Did I miss something on that touchdown pass? Because
You didn't miss anything.
No, I think that pass...
Is that a troll call?
I think that pass was better than it looked on TV.
It was a dime ball.
It was in the perfect spot. That was a beautiful even a little bit behind, so he wouldn't get lit up by the safety. Like, when I say behind, I mean, like, on a perfect ball. I don't even know why I'm breaking down a throw. It was an amazing throw. To the throwing first to run, I'm very confused by that because all of last year they were 52% of running the football, and the offensive line protected Jordan Love beautifully, and then they ran the ball later in the game. I'm confused by that one. I'm very
no.
I'm gonna move on.
You think he was watching Bills Ravens or something? Jets Steelers.
I don't know. Let's go to Chris in Madison because I see what you want to talk about. 809. What was that? 809.
I'm watching the pass. It was perfect.
800-990-3776 in the Carbless Talking text line. Matt and Brown Deer. What was that? Chris, you're up in Madison.
Hey guys, I think you got to give Jeff Hafley a lot of credit. Jeff Hafley called a heck of a game yesterday. He put a lot of guys in a lot of good positions. Van Ness played his butt off. He looks bigger, faster, stronger than he ever has. I mean, there were plays made all over the place by that defense, and I think Hafley called the game very, very well.
Yeah, he deserves credit, and I think Kyle hinted at it. I think you saw a benefit of Parsons and a benefit for a lot of these guys in year two of comfortability in the system and just knowing the roles and responsibilities. Even Quay Walker, I thought, played a really good game.
Quay was flying around, too.
He was flying around. Cooper was flying around. And obviously, the run defense
wasn't an issue. Didn't miss a beat. Colby Wooden played out of his mind.
Yeah,
not miss a beat.
I didn't think we would talk about Colby Wooden. And normally on a Monday of a victory,
in the trenches.
Like, we're not going to talk about Colby Wooden, but he's going to deserve his praise in a little bit. We'll keep taking your calls, 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talking text line. What a day to be in the state of Wisconsin. Brewers sweep, Cove lose two of three. They extend their lead on the division and in the NL for the number one seed. Mm-hmm. The Packers look great in week one.
The Badgers won.
I will.
The Badgers won.
Congratulations.
2-0.
Minus.
Didn't win the first quarter.
Plus. Hey. They're 21-point dogs plus against Bama.
They're 2-0. The line was 5.5. That's a hot start.
We'll take your calls and get to anything you want next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Dick Van Dyke, real quick on the cha-cha slide ACL, says she was carried out by all five of us. Five people?
That's a big girl. That's a big girl who did cha-cha.
Stop it, Kyle.
What you mean? Five of them had to carry us. That's a big girl. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
We win no matter what. Got money on my mind. I can never get it up. And every time
Ben Bruss, backer, Kyle Wallace. No Brad Nortman. Congrats to Bradley. Healthy baby boy to add to the family and the Acadia Nation. Strophy's running the show. As always, if you want to hear your voice heard, hit us on the Carbless Talk and text line 800-990-3776. Alyssa's more. We're also on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Kyle, let's start with Tony in Oak Creek. Let's hear what Tony has to say on the Carbless Talk and text line.
Hey, guys. So, we have Micah Parsons sitting over there, and then right next to him we got Lucas Van Ness, and good lord, that cheetah package. Can you imagine Lucas Van Ness with that push in the middle? He's too slow around the outside. But he pushes that middle, that quarterback goes out, where's he going?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to Jerry or he's going to Parsons, man?
Or Edrin Cooper coming up, cleaning up?
And you think about that, the youth of that defense isn't even there yet, you know? Like, you've got this defense for years. We need to be playing the theme music from Dallas when we introduce this defense, because we got to remind everybody of what Dallas did for us.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked with Strofe about this. He wants to honor Aaron Civale for getting Andrew Vaughn to Milwaukee. Who knew that his ego would lead to Vaughn, who's kind of been a little bit iffy as of late, but that's fine. But the ego of Jerry Jones led to Micah Parsons, which is just phenomenal. So I get where you're going there. I think Micah. We should workshop how to work in Micah.
Thank
and
goodness.
The whole thank you, Jerry thing. Maybe it's Jerry Jones Day at Lambeau Field one of these games.
I am so thankful that Micah Parsons knew his worth.
Micah.
And I'm so thankful that Micah Parsons decided to lay down on the medical bed or whatever it was in the middle of the game, because that had to make Jerry Jones Micah. So mad. So thank you, Micah.
Let's go to Josh and Kenosha on the Carbless Talking Text Line with Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace.
Hey, guys. It's been a while. First, congrats to Ben on your wedding.
Thank you.
Congrats to Brad and Lexi on welcoming a healthy baby boy. And if I heard correctly, congrats to Kyle on the engagement.
I know, right? Surprising, you know?
Stroke, what are you doing with your life, buddy?
Jeez.
Yeah, I got locked down.
Did you spend more than $3 on the ring?
I
love my girl, but I ain't spending $3 on
you know, I spent a little something.
What do you got, John?
Yeah. So, first off, shout out to that kid for the Lions who caught that ball for that garbage time touchdown. What a catch.
Yeah.
But congrats to the Packers on doing what they needed to do, beating one of those good teams and in dominating fashion. So that's more impressive to me than just the impact that Parsons had, because it radiated throughout the entire team. And I think the offense was inspired by it too, by the way they played. Their offensive line was just as bullish. So it starts in the trenches on both sides. And then to Ben's point earlier, I think it is a combination of both the Packers getting a guy like Parsons, but also the Lions losing Ben Johnson, which gives me, as a Bears fan, a little bit more optimism for his impact in Chicago now, hopefully fixing our offense.
All right. Good to hear from you, Josh. And see you later.
Thank you, but don't get too excited.
We'll talk about Bears-Vikings way later in the show, because I have a takeaway already from Bears and Packers fans. I mean, I had a wedding in Chicago on Saturday.
Oh, so they were excited.
There was Vikings and Bears fans at the wedding, and it was just kind of so fun to just take in all of like the little chit-chat about
the
optimism that they all have. And I'm like, this is going to be amazing, because we'll get to that later. Kent and Madison, you're up on the Carbless Talking Text Line, 800-990-3776.
Hey, guys. You're having a great day. How is it not great to be a Wisconsin sports fan today?
Yeah.
Right? The Brewers are rolling. Packers are rolling. I mean, we're talking Super Bowl. We're talking World Series. It's all falling into place. I'm going to blow your mind up. Get ready, guys.
Hell yeah. Blow it.
Can we be better than we are right now? We're injured. We don't have Watson on the field. Micah, he might not be healthy right now. Can we get a better Micah Parsons than we had? Yes, maybe. And what about Reed? He's dinged. He didn't look too dinged, but can we get a better Reed? I mean, can we play? Is this just the start and we're going up when we get healthy?
Love it, Kent and Madison. Nate Hobbs didn't play.
Inactive. Jordan Love still had tape on his thumb. So, I mean, his thumb is probably healthy, but not fully healthy. He had to protect it yesterday. So, wait till he gets fully healthy as well.
Yeah, I don't ever look at it as a if you bring more talent into your team, that it might be a problem. No, he's exactly right. Like, obviously, protecting Micah to the point where he can continue to get healthy and not overworking him so he doesn't have any lingering issues is important. I think they did a great job week one with that. Obviously, Christian Watson like adds a dynamic that, you know, late in the season we saw him playing pretty well before the ACL injury.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
And as we saw, eight of his first completions were to eight different receivers, so doesn't matter who it is, they're probably going to make an impact. I can't get to all of these right now, so what I'm going to do is tell you about Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and get to all these calls on the other side. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, no Brad Nortman. Strophy's running the show. Don't miss a fresh-to-farm, I've done that twice now, farm-to-fresh dining experience unlike any other at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. And anytime I mention food at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, you know it's going to be good because the boys and myself salivate when we get a chance to go there to talk to you guys from the sportsbook or the casino because all the food is delicious, especially that kitchen area. So Gather and Grow is a limited-time showcase of foods from independent farms and producers across Wisconsin. Let's gather to celebrate the bounty of the state we call home, which is Wisconsin. Tickets are available at Pottawatomie.com, and make sure you might run and get that plus 1,000 Super Bowl ticket before it keeps dropping. 800-990-3776. Carpus talking text line.
KBA Nation want to talk about the victory, baby.
Just keep
victory
talking
Monday.
To the fans, Kyle. What do you say? I say yes.
Listen, I'm so excited because we are all on a cloud 1,000, not because we won, but because we won in dominating fashion against a team that was the best team in the NFC last regular season.
We'll hit it all with you next.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Kayla Williams sucks.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Just let me cry a little
bit longer. Want to hear from you, KBN Nation, all your thoughts. And maybe we can combine these into two calls, 800-990-3776. I'm going to read what we have here, Kyle. I want you to make a decision.
Sir.
Brandon Lake Mills, I think, wants to talk about how much the coordinators leaving Detroit impacted the game. And then David Waukesha says, same players, coordinators change, doesn't matter.
We should put them both on the line at the same time.
I was thinking that might be too hard.
No, we can do that.
I know we can, but from a
We could put them both on. We control it. Say, we're going to let this person go first, and then you rebuttal. That would be so
okay, how about you and I don't say a word. We give Brandon the floor about how much the coordinator's mattering. Brandon and Lake Mills, you're up on the Carbless Talk and Text line, and Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
Hey guys, just wanted to say, first of all, I'm not taking anything away from the Packers. They dominated on both sides of the ball. They played great. But not so much maybe Aaron Glenn, but Ben Johnson specifically. I just saw a Lions offense that was nothing like it was the year before with the same players. You know, Amon-Ra St. Brown usually does well against the Packers, and Gibbs wasn't getting any holes, wasn't doing much. I just wanted to know your guys' thoughts on if it had any impact on the game, you know, if any.
Well, let's go to David and Waukesha to respond to Brandon and Lake Mills. David, what do you got to Brandon and Lake Mills wondering about the impact of the coordinators?
Well, as far as Ben Johnson goes, I mean, Gibbs had 10 catches for an average of 3 yards a catch. That's never been done ever in the NFL, ever. 10 catches, an average of 3 yards or something like that, or 30 yards. I'm sorry, 10 catches for 30 yards.
3 yards.
Nobody's ever had ten catches for 30 yards. Yeah, 3 yards a catch. Anyway, as far as the defense, I mean, it's the same players, right? So, yeah, Aaron Glenn's gone, but we still had to play the same players. And the fact that Love walked up and down the field on them like they were little Lion Cubs. Nobody's talking about that. They're just talking about Ben Johnson and this and that. But, I mean, we treated that defense. They didn't know what to do. Players were open. If Love would have hit that one to Kraft, that was a touchdown. He had one mistake where, yeah, he threw it, and I don't know the guy's name, but he should have caught that. He didn't. And the other guy, he made it unbelievable. Yeah, but the other one, he made an unbelievable catch, which I don't know if he was looking at the flag on the field already, and that's why he threw it to Dobbs. But
we'll take that.
That wasn't really
fault. Thank you, David and Waukesha and Brandon and Lake Mills, talking about the coordinator change in Detroit and how much that matters.
I mean, the coordinator change, it matters.
It does.
But it shouldn't
equate to an ass kicking.
Well, you're talking about they score one touchdown, right? Only one touch. They finish one drive and it was in garbage time. It shouldn't, like you said, it should not equate to that. You have to give a lot of credit to the Green Bay Packers for dominating inside the interior in the trenches yesterday.
I like this from Dave from Aaron as well on the Carbless Talking text line. To both callers, you will find out tonight just how good Ben Johnson really is.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's fair to Ben Johnson, but
no,
I get the overall point.
No. I mean, if people are thinking that the Lions fell off like this because they don't have Ben Johnson, well, then Ben Johnson must be from Harry Potter, must be a wizard, because the way he had the Lions offense looking, I fully expect the Bears offense to be a well-oiled machine like we saw last year, because the drop-off was significant. I mean, that was significant yesterday.
Let's head over to our friends north of the border, Ricardo in Canada. What do you got, Ricardo?
Boys, Victory Monday. The champagne is sweet. The sun is bright. The flowers are crisp.
And the Palermo's is good.
Everybody. I'm just going to throw it out there. Just going to throw some flowers to some of the standout performances yesterday. Cooper, of course, but Quay Walker. Guys, when was the last time we had this fast and fierce of a linebacking core? Those guys were everywhere at all times. Fantastic, fantastic. Colby Wooden, take a bow. You made us forget who Kenny Clark was, even though he's a Packer great. Colby Wooden stood in there. Man, what a game by him. And finally, I'm going to throw it out there, boys. How great does it feel to not have to worry about special teams, the unsung heroes? Punting, fantastic. Kicker, on another level. Like, guys, how good does it
penalties?
Feel?
Penalties were the special teams were driving everyone nuts. And they just, again, you're right, Ricardo, all three phases were as crisp as you could ask for in a week one game.
Love it. Love it. Time to take back the North. Time to take back the NFL.
Yeah.
Enough is enough. Eagle rain. Let's go, boys.
Let's go, Ricardo. Go, Pat, go.
I thought you were going to do it maybe in like a French.
Go, Pat, go. I don't know. I don't have a French accent.
Oui?
I'm trying to do a Canadian accent, but he has. I would probably
I
do
just
Minnesota.
Think
remember that one time Ben told us he could speak Italian and then said, wee wee.
Sounds about right. 800-990-3776 is the Carbo's talking text line. I think because Colby Wooden was mentioned, it's a good time on the other side to play something that I thought was really awesome. I mean, I love guys who use motivation in every sense of the way to get their edge. Colby Wooden, not a name I thought I'd talk about on Monday, uses the motivation to make an impact like he did on Sunday next.